Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverine's Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
We'll be right back.
here on this Monday night, and I tell you what, all kinds of shit's going down. Roger Russell, how you guys doing, brothers?
Oh, I'm doing well down here in South Central Texas. We haven't been getting any snow or foul weather, but we've been well pollinated down here. Everything has a beautiful drab green tint to it. It almost feels like pre-camo United States Marine Corps. Just a real quick note before Virgil chimes in there. Hanoi Jane is back. Now, my Vietnam veteran buddies, they well know who. I thought this dumb cunt was fucking dead. But apparently,
people
lives on forever. Now, the same cunt that fucking hung out with North Vietnamese soldiers during the war in Vietnam, talked down the U.S. and all that bullshit, has now come out and said, publicly stated that politicians who are pro-life should be murdered. Okay, can somebody pull the fucking plug on this bitch? What do you think, Virgil?
Well, Russell, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Before we sent our boys over there 8,000-10,000 miles away to kill communists, we should have turned them loose right here in the good old U.S. of A. to clean out the communists here first.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I concur with that 100%, brother.
Why are you going to pass out the Freedom for All vaccine before you cure the fever in your own fucking house?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I concur with
that. And that is by no means demeaning anybody who served in the Korean Theater of Operations or in the Vietnam Operations. You guys, y'all were sent in with virtually no moral backup. You know, I mean, we didn't lose the war in Korea, we didn't lose the war in Vietnam. We lost the war right here at home. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Because politicians wanted to get involved. They wanted to get involved. They wanted to try to tell the generals what to do. They wanted to make it a political statement and everything else. When you declare war on a country, you send your troops in, okay, you're a politician, you're a congressman, you're a senator, you send your troops in, okay, general, go in there, kick the living shit out of them, tell us what you need, you get it. That's all you need to do.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Carmelia?
Huh?
So I've said it before, and I'm pretty sure Virgil agrees with me, that World War II was the last war that we fought as true American warriors, with our generals leading and the Congress figuring out ways to pay for the shit, which is all they should do, supply us and stuff like that. Ever since World War II, politicians got involved. Fucking NATO, the fucking UN.
United Nations.
And UN. It's been just one long, enduring clusterfuck after another that have done nothing but fed the industrial military complex and the cronies that make the money off of it.
You know, the old saying, wars get good for business.
Well, here's the thing, Russell. I know y'all don't like watching these shows, but I watch them because I like to know my enemy. Face the Nation, okay? Do you know that it is now known that a sniper had the suicide bomber that killed 13? 15 United States military personnel had him in his sights, and they couldn't find the person to give him the authority to take him out.
What the fuck?
Well, you see, therein lays the problem, because if it would have been me behind that rifle, it had been done. Fuck the consequences. Fuck the world. I'm taking care of my people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
guys,
see,
now,
because of these rules of engagement, brother, now because of these rules of engagement, snipers have to call in and get permission to fire. They have to get permission.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just absolutely bizarre. Oh, and okay, you know, when the Nordstrom blew up, you know, I said right away who was responsible and stuff like that. Well, you know what? They've done their investigation, and they discovered that, yes, the pipeline was blown up by pro-Ukrainian forces. If anyone wants to know how to spell that, it's CIA, okay?
And we said this since day one, guys. We said that since day one is that we knew they were behind it. Carmelita, what's up, girlfriend?
Hi, nothing. Just listening, y'all.
What about them sea stallions flying over your house? You know, did they release some kind of did SEAL Navy SEALs land in your yard or?
What did they do? I didn't know what the hell it was at first, honestly. I was in the shower, and I thought maybe Matt just started all three of the motorcycles up. But, I mean, they were flying so low. He came in, and he goes, what the fuck is going on? He says, I'll be right back. I'm out. So he did. He got in the truck, and he hauled ass, and he started following their pattern. Mm-hmm. They landed over at the airfield. Now, yeah, we had a pretty bad storm, but normally those guys, you know, I mean, they've flown in sandstorms and everything else. And he said they landed over at the airfield, and I guess they waited a little bit, and then he was sitting right there watching every move. They didn't unload
nothing. I saw a lot of people talking about that.
Well,
yeah, they didn't have anything. There was no gear, no equipment unloaded, no personnel unloaded. So he watched. He sat there and kept watching until they took off again. So they took off again. But it's very odd that they were literally flying at such a low altitude. I mean, it shook my house, which I'm like, what the f-? I'm thinking, why the hell would he be starting all three bikes at the same time? And that's when he came running in. He says, hey, I'm out of here. I need to go follow these, you know. He told me, he said, I'm going to go follow. I said, what the hell are you following? He says, you didn't hear all that? I said, yeah, I heard it, but I thought it was you. He says, no, it was not me. He said it was C-853 Sea Stallions. It was three of them. He said, but he watched them land. He kept his eye on the airport, and then he said they were getting ready to take off again as well. So they didn't drop anybody, they didn't drop anything. But it's real fucking odd, and then everybody's like, oh, well, they're probably doing training. Okay, first of all, if they're doing training at NTTC Corey Station, they're way off. I'm going to tell you right now, they're way off field because they're off the flight pattern because they did not take off in the direction of NTTC Corey Station because Pensacola and Corey Station 5 hours from me, and that's a drive. Okay, that is if I drive, it's 5 hours from me. So pretty much he said that, hey, Matt,
they didn't have nobody
on those aircraft, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I went to a Intel school there in Pensacola, Florida back in my day.
Yeah, they have an Intel school down there. Normally if you go to the Intel schools down there, they have a really high rate though of DORs there, because when I was there there's a lot of people, you know, DOR and, you know, drop on request. Because there's a lot of people that just can't get through it. They can't do it, man. They just don't. One, they don't have, well, I can tell you, I promise you right now, whatever the hell they're getting in the military right now, which is not much at all. I already got that intel given to me. You know, they dropped the ASVAB score. The ASVAB score.
Well, you know, Carmelita, I just saw a story today. I'm assuming it's correct because it was one of the flashing things on OAN. But it said the Army is so short on troops right now that they're adjusting their standards. So I didn't think they could get any lower, but I guess they can.
They did. They dropped their standards. Their standards have been dropped. The ASVAB score has been dropped. They very seldom do any PT. Some of them just sit there in a room. I had a friend of mine call, and he asked if I could please help get his son separated out of the Marine Corps because it wasn't what he thought it was going to be. He has not done PT since he's joined the Marine Corps. He pretty much just sits he sits in a room all day, and pretty much he's had it. He's like, no, this isn't what I joined up for. It's all politics. They have a lot of diversity. What the fuck did they tell me? It's called diversity, inclusive, equity.
Some shit like that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and they're just like, fuck this. And even people of color are at the point they're like, fuck this shit. They're not feeding into the racism. They're just not. They're not feeding into their bullshit because they see where it's leading, because the last thing they want to do, you know, you want to be in the military and you're in a foxhole with somebody and then you don't even know who has your back at that point. So they can't get anything. They're having a hard time getting people in. A shitload of contracts were canceled down there at, let me tell you right now, for SF, okay, when the substation got hit there in North Carolina, the military lost a lot of contracts, and I can tell you that because there's a friend of mine who works. He's a friend of ours, and he works for SF, and he's their rigger, okay? And this guy, he's got intel from all sides, and sure as shit, they lost their military contracts, and there's not even a lot of people jumping right now. Now, they were doing paramotor training. And y'all know what that is. The only time you do that kind of training is if you're going to infiltrate pretty much any islands, you know, such as say you're going to – all right, here's a perfect example. Say you're going to go to Taiwan or you be in – you know, you're going to hit China from the sea. I can tell you right now, as far as that Norse moon that you're talking about, we did that. The divers actually are – from here in Florida, who were a part of that operation. And day one, I mean, I even said it when that happened. I told everybody, I said, we did it. We did it. And everybody's like, there's no way. I said, I'm telling you now, man, we're the ones who did it. Just like I keep telling everybody, nobody wants to hear me out. If people would take the fucking time and research Operation Mockingbird, Operation Rexwood, I mean, there's so many, they would realize that all this has been planned for a long time. I just received a document, and I was trying so hard to share it with you guys, man. It was sent to me today, and I'm telling you, you guys would definitely be like, you've got to be shitting me, Carmelita. It is the actual, okay, hold on, stand by, I'm going to tell you. It was sent to me today, and it is the actual breakdown. The document, okay? It's called Killbox, all right? And this Killbox, the reason it's called Killbox, all right, is it's the actual DOD file showing every action that the military had in place. Hold on. I'm going to try to get it over to all of you because it needs to come into your email, all right?
Okay.
The legal walls of the COVID-19 Killbox. It's a militarization of public health false front for military campaign as viewed through the COVID-19 lens. Okay? So a kibble box, everybody knows what that is. It's defined in joint publication JP1-02, Department of Defense, Dictionary of Military and Associated Terms, a three-dimensional area reference. I mean, it gives you the breakdown of everything, guys, that the military did. The DOD played a huge part in this shit, okay? It was the DOD. COVID-19 kill box was actually started by the DOD/WHO intent. Geographical terrain, the whole world. Target, the duration, permanent. Weapons, informational, in parentheses, fraud. Underneath that, psychological, in parentheses, fear, / terrorism. Third one, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, airborne, in parentheses, pharmaceuticals, toxins, pathogens. Okay? It's a multi-service tactics, techniques and procedures for kill box employment, air, land, sea, application center. All right? When and how? This is where I'm telling you, you guys have got to read this. It's several pages. This gives you the breakdown as what DOD did, how they set it up with the WHO, how they put it in motion, all of that. That's why when I said when this started, I told you guys, this is a fucking psyop. And what they're doing is they're trying to make COVID permanent. This whole banking system that you're seeing right now, all planned, if they can tear down the financial, they're trying to pretty much destroy our financial system so they can try to push in digital currency. But the thing is, a lot of people are going, well, wait a minute. You know, it's attacking all these elites. Yes, a lot of elites did lose money, okay? But you got to look behind the curtain. They didn't really lose money because they're getting this money paid back to them. You understand? Because a lot of shit was donated. A lot of shit was, a lot of shit was donated to the Democrats and Biden. Okay?
Right.
Also, it says right here, when and how. When, how were legal frameworks set up to make the COVID-19 capture, control, and kill program function without legal impediment? When and how were military/martial law aspects of the kill box established? When and how were financial coercion mechanisms set up? Project has been centuries in the making. Globalist central bankers have always pursued complete control of human beings, including population numbers, through banking and military programs. It kicked into higher gear in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act, 1930s and 40s, public health. Okay, prior to late 1960s, methods mostly non-pharmaceutical under pretext other than public health. Orchestrated armed conflicts, wars, famines, often loud, messy, bloody, and destructive to infrastructure, cities, transit, factories, mines, and farms. Now, what are they doing right now, guys? They're attacking these farmlands, right? All these factories,
right.
Correct? What about all the transits and shit with these train derailments and everything? Okay?
Right.
They're already
and
doing that shit. Okay?
And the basic
plausible deniability and legal impunity challenging. From 1969, work to induce suicide and homicide by fraudulently labeling poisons as medicines, vaccines, prophylactics, and submission to poisoning, self-sterilization as civic duty. Quieter, cleaner, and leaves more critical infrastructure intact. Plausible deniability and legal impunity easier. And then it will show you the breakdown of the tier coercion cascades. It shows you everything. Top equals Bank for International Settlements, SWIFT. That's what I was trying to tell you. The SWIFT program, digital. They want to get that in there. Actors, a lot of actors in this. Okay, men and women all along the chain are given money incentives to cooperate with the killing program under the lie that it's for the common good, benevolent, public health driven to save grandma. Example, mask, test, isolate, and vaccinate. So the Department of Defense, when I get this over to you guys, read it. It's going to give you the complete breakdown of how the Department of Defense, that would be this fuckwords at the Pentagon, and including our own fucking government, those parties. Okay, not just
you're
one
party. You're out, Carmelita.
It's one bird, two different wings, but it's the same fucking bird.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you have,
you're right.
You have a lot of them that aren't running, that are trying to save this country. The only people that are going to save this country are the American people. I'm telling you straight up. I was told, and I'm not going to say by whom, okay, when they decide to come on the state radio station, and they will, because I gave them the link today, all right, when they called me, they said for a fact, we will not make it out of 2023 without conflict. And there will be conflict. And it will be physical. And that's
what
we've
been saying this for a while.
Well, Carmelita, I know a lot of people don't put stock in this, but Nostradamus said the same thing.
It's going to happen, dude. That's coming from, he's active, dude. You know, we're talking, he's got pretty good rank.
Okay. I would definitely love to get a copy of that system.
I have it for you, baby. I have it, and I want to give it to all of you guys. It's going to break it all down for you guys, I'm telling you. When it's the guy sent to me today, I was like, motherfucker.
Now, Carmelita, the way you said that kind of turned me on.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, that's the turn on. That turned them on.
Well,
okay.
I mean, you know, not to mean anything, but tomorrow I've got to start what's called a campaign from Cherokee, Alabama to El Dorado, Arkansas, hauling nitric acid. You know what nitric acid is used for?
Yeah.
What is it used for?
Nitric acid. All right, you're going in and out on me. Raise your voice.
Nitric acid from.
Oh, okay. I thought you said okay. And by the way, and why are you delivering that? And where are you delivering? Never mind. I don't want to know where you're delivering it to.
From Cherokee, Alabama to El Dorado, Arkansas. Nitric acid is used as a disinfectant. And we got a haul of about 20 truckloads of this shit to El Dorado, Arkansas.
That's because you're going to have another, effective today. I just found out they're trying to say there's another, what did she tell me?
She's
in the medical industry. Ooh, they're preparing, okay? And this is another friend that you guys would really like. They are preparing for another pandemic.
Yeah, we're going to need that.
To try to lock people down. It's not going to fucking work. See, this is where what's happening is they really thought the COVID was going to – they thought it was going to, you know, that people weren't going to wake up as fast as they did. They did not believe that. I mean, the thing is, you know, the main objective here, and it says right here, things globalists don't like and try to weaken and destroy. That's federal commissions and charters protecting common law rights of people against governments. Conflict in statutory frameworks and international law. Example, laws criminalizing murder. Conspiracy to murder, war crimes, genocide, torture, fraud, extortion, biological WMDs, and chemical WMDs, and terrorism. Now do you understand why they are trying so fucking hard? Like in Maryland right now, they're trying to pass a law in Maryland that you cannot be charged with felony murder from the age of 25 and down.
Well, wasn't it either Connecticut or Maryland that they just commuted 97 murder convictions. One of them was a sentence to 95 years. They were commuted to time served. They just put 97 killers back on the streets.
Yep. They just passed that law yesterday here.
Well, also what I was trying to say is, you see, nitric acid is a disinfectant, but it's mostly used as an agricultural disinfectant. It's used in chicken processing plants and in dairy farms. You see, so what I'm looking at here is they're going to pull some really, really rank shit, and they're going to cover their tracks. They're going to poison a whole lot of food supply, and it's going to cover their tracks.
Well, they're already poisoned. They're already doing everything they can to poison the food supply.
Well, yes. You don't go full fledged on a prototype program. You got to test it first. You got to test the weapon. Mm-hmm. And once you test the weapon, you find out its successes and its failures. And once you find out its successes, then you go full bore. Oh yeah, brother, it's coming. It's coming. Never fired and only dropped once, brother. Never fired
well,
and only dropped once.
I always
wanted a 240 Bravo.
People need to prepare. You know, I think, look, there's more people I think are ready for this shit than you could possibly imagine. I can tell you. People I've spoken to, people who fucking said they regret ever voting for that piece of shit. That's how they put it. And they've been a long-fledged demitard forever. Now people are realizing, guess what, motherfucker? This doesn't just affect a party. It has nothing to do with political party. It has to do with us.
Well here's – go ahead, Russell. Go ahead, Russell.
You know, fuck the supply chain. Everybody knows that's one of the first tactical things you go after when you're attacking or wanting to take over a country. But I want to know what you guys think about this. This popped up, and it really caught my attention because it made me go, okay, we've got this all prices went through the roof, and they still would be there. If Creepy Joe wasn't depleting our strategic reserves to keep the prices down, okay? Now, you have China going to Saudi Arabia, buddying up with, Saudi Arabia, and putting a peace deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran together. Now, the other part of that Iran deal is Russia and Iran have been in bed together for a long time. So now you have Russia, Iran, China, and Saudi Arabia buddied up, okay? So the Saudis already wouldn't even answer Biden's phone call when he tried to get them to up production. But I want to take this one step further than that. If you really wanted to sink the U.S. economy quickly, you would change the trading form of currency in crude oil, which is the U.S. dollar, to the yen of the rubble. And I guarantee you, within 72 hours, the U.S. dollar wouldn't be worth anything but emergency shit tickets. Am I wrong?
Nope.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. You just hit the nail on the head, brother. You just proved what I've been saying for quite some time. You see all that bullshit, Operation Iraqi Freedom and all of that? You know what? You know why? You know why we sent troops into Iraq? You know why? Because Saddam Hussein was going to put his oil on the euro market. at the euro value, and you remember all them hordes of cash he had, them caves mm-hmm. and fallout shelters full of money from what they called illegal oil sales, embargoed oil sales. Okay, imagine this, Russell. You're the third largest oil producer in the world. You all of a sudden take your oil and you take it off of the U.S. dollar market and you put it on the euro market. Then you dump those billions of dollars back onto the United States. Okay? What do you think that's going to do?
Collapse.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Hey, Carmen Lee, what do you... Virgil and I have agreed on that forever, man. Like I said, we've talked about that a lot in the past. What are your thoughts on that? Have you had anything you can add to that as far as this apparent alliance that is being born between Russia and China, Iran and Saudi? Have you heard anything on the inside on that?
Right now, there's not really an alliance with Russia and China right now. That's not happening. Do we have troops right now that are over Poland? Yes. Zelensky apparently is getting some sort of pushback at the moment. Biden's trying to cover his tracks right now because apparently the House has been pushing a lot of shit. Because of apparently, I guess, some J6 footage came out. Now they got documentation, like hard documentation against Biden showing that he's been funneling money to the CCP and also getting funds from the CCP. Hold on. Let me send a message to a colonel real quick. Hold on.
It's called washing the money, Carmelita. It's called money laundering.
Oh, no, it's money laundering. Everybody knows. Well, they have been money laundering for a long time. They don't understand. Everybody doesn't want to accept the fact that the Azov Battalion, okay, people want to realize it or not, it is made up. There are U.S. troops in there. And our U.S. troops are the ones who trained that battalion. There's U.S. troops in that particular battalion over there in the Ukraine. Everybody keeps saying that Russia is losing. They're full of fucking shit. Putin is mm-hmm. not losing. All Biden did is when he set up the whole blow up Nord Stream 2, okay, it was for him to try to slow Putin down. That's it. And he made a huge fucking mistake. Does China like the U.S.? Fuck no. Okay? Everybody knows that. You know that. I know that. The whole world knows that. But the fact remains, Russia is not willing to give up their power to be ran by China either. So it all comes down to a power play. Xi Jinping has always mm-hmm. wanted to be in power since God knows when, forever. But to my understanding, mm-hmm. Russia is not losing in Ukraine. They're pushing that narrative to make everybody believe that. Are we running out of fire? Now, this is true. We are, as far as munitions are concerned, yes. The manufacturing cannot keep up with the demand right now here on our soil because Biden keeps sending over all of our fucking shit to Ukraine. Ukraine does not have the manpower it needs to take on Russia. In the small towns right. over there called Buck. Well, my friend says it a hell of a fucking better than I. But there are
just say bumfuck Ukraine.
Yeah, well, there's two areas over there that don't even want to be a part of Ukraine. Do you understand? So it's kind of like Zelensky is losing footing, although the media wants to keep saying they're not. Germany, they're fucking morons, okay? Their people, they already have protesting in the streets in different countries right now, and they're not fucking budging, okay? They are not budging. They don't give a shit what they do to them. They're not budging.
From what I saw,
From what I saw, Carmelita, Russia is slaughtering Ukraine soldiers. They're slaughtering them.
Russia has the advantage. They already have the advantage. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, what you have to keep your eyes on right now, and a lot of people aren't because they're fucking too busy, Ukraine. They better start looking at North Korea, okay? I'm telling you right now. They're ignoring North Korea, although North Korea just recently sent a rocket over into, not far off of Japan, from Japan, and nobody's paying attention to that. And nobody's paying attention to the fact that China wants Taiwan. Nobody's paying attention to that. That our troops are doing paramotor training and not even fucking questioning that. Okay? I mean, you know, Gunny, the only time you do paramotor training is when you're what? You're going to infiltrate an island. Okay?
Right.
And nobody's talking about it. All right? I mean, if you could hear the chatter, honestly, out on the flight line from, and this is SecOps, if you could hear the chatter that's going on amongst these guys, and the fact that people are leaving in droves. I just talked to another friend of mine. As far as high-ranking officers or field officers, dude, they're resigning. They are resigning left and right. They cannot get anybody to replace them. As far as your senior NCOs, forget it. Even the ones that are coming in, the kids that are coming in, are so fucked up, and I don't mean to, you know, be condescending in that regard, but they are emotional basket cases, you know, before they even come into the military, and that's another reason why these kids aren't being forced to do PT. They're not being forced to, you know, be orderly and so forth. They are just pretty much breaking down, having their little think spaces and all that other shit, and then what happens is they realize they can't utilize these kids. They can't utilize them because they are nowhere near a lethal that they were hoping to get. And that's the breakdown right there. But see, that was their whole
agenda. Carmelita, not to mean to cut you off, but Gunny, everybody. But what's out of this big picture? Let's back up and let's see what's out of this big picture. You know, here we have all of this going on, but who is watching the Iranian nuclear program? Who is watching that? You don't hear anything about that anymore, do you? Oh no, you don't hear about these. You don't hear about these. You haven't heard about these unspooled motherfuckers building these big candles that can turn an atmosphere from room temperature to 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit in less than a second. You know,
but
we haven't heard anything about that.
But we do. They are increasing. They're increasing it, Virgil. They are. Or Iran is increasing their nuclear power. But what everybody, I get everyone.
Those thousands and thousands of centrifuges they have are all running wide open again because the first thing Biden and company did was go back into the nuke deal, and Iran got everything they asked for. And but I really don't worry a whole lot about Iran because as long as Netanyahu is running things in Israel, if they even get close to thinking about fucking lighting one of those candles up, fucking the Israelis are going to turn fucking Iran into a big glowing sand pile.
Mm-hmm. That's right. If you think those kamikazes during World War II did some damage, let me tell you something about these Jews, okay? They will adopt to this philosophy of killing themselves and taking a couple of hundred some bitches with them. I'm telling you, this region, I've been to that region. These people are unspooled. They are unspooled. They are all about the religious dogma. They are just unspooled.
Mm-hmm.
They're nuts. They are nuts.
Yeah, well, honestly,
and as far,
I think we have
and
a
as
lot
far,
of those
Carmelita
people.
Is exactly right. Carmelita is exactly right because, you know, I see it all. I've got to go in 10 o'clock tomorrow morning before I leave for a seven-hour drive to Alabama, up to Alabama. I've got to go pull one of Russell's stunts. I've got to go see H&R, and I've got to go get politically corrected. Which, that's going to be an all-day project right there, plus some. Because I have a Latino member of the gay community and a Black Lives Matter woman who
that's
never
great.
Drove a truck
char-
in their life.
A little charro, a little charrito.
You know? Oh, let me tell you something. But let me tell you something, darling. He has definitely got some sugar in his tank. But I've got to go up there, and I've got to get politically correctness because you know all of this we've got the Latino gay community and a member of Black Lives Matter up there, and they've never driven a truck in their life. I've driven my truck in reverse more miles than they've driven their cars forward. In my 25-plus years of truck driving, okay? So it's going to be an interesting little meeting. It's going to be an interesting little meeting.
I mean, dude, I just got back here yesterday. Southwest sucks, too. Southwest, you should see what Southwest is hiring now.
Well,
they will hire anything with a pulse, with a pulse. What I saw working for them, these kids couldn't even, they didn't know how to put the luggage on the ramp.
Well, you know, whatever, your life is like your own barbecue. You know, you burn the chicken like you want, okay? But any individual that does, any male-born individual that doesn't realize that his asshole was given to him for taking a shit, not a dick getting shoved up it. That's a fucked up individual in my book. I you can say what you want, call me homophobe, whatever you want. You know,
well,
it was made to be an out. It was made to be an Audi, not an Innie, unless you're in the Navy.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, brother. Brother's back. I had to take a little trip to HR today. Because I don't know where they found this fucking kid. It started out, man. I was looking at him. This kid is all tattooed up, got about three different colors in his hair, and it's like a real tall spiked mohawk. And anyway, we're thinking, I was looking at him. He looked over at me and said, "What?" And I said, I was just trying to figure something out. I said, I got drunk one time in the Philippines and fucked a parrot, and I thought you might be my son. And, it went downhill from there, you know. And then then I ended up telling him that he was lucky. He was very lucky we didn't enforce the laws of nature because he was a walking, talking violation. And it wasn't... They put a name on my chair in HR.
Uh-oh.
Well, you left something out. You left something out. You left something out, Russell.
What's
you
should that?
Have told him, damn. Told him, damn, I always wanted to see a tropical fish out of water.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, it's getting just stupid as fuck out there. These kids have no morals. They have no common sense. They have no education. All they do in the school nowadays is indoctrinate you. I mean, I tell you what, man. There might be a few things I can't do, man. You know, I'm not real sure how you make a video. I don't know how to work TikTok or any of that kind of stuff. But let me tell you what I can do. I know how to go to work and give a man a day's work for a day's pay. I can write in cursive. I can tell time on a clock that has hands, and I can count money. So there's that.
Right.
Well, on that, Russell, you know, I'm 60 years old and had a heart attack and had a stroke, and I'm still able to climb under my Mac just like I did today, and I'm able to drain the oil in it, change the three oil filters, change the fuel filter. Thank God Susan was out there to help me, because if I'd have put it on video, I probably could have got one of those donations for the handicapped out there. Yeah, because if I had to get up down, you know, and get everything, you know, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be back in the hospital with another stroke or heart attack. But I did fall up under it, and I did do it. And but for the life of me, I kept telling myself, hey, I'm doing something that a 22-year-old can't do right now. And I'm 60. I'm a dinosaur.
I think Carmelita is 100% correct. I don't think we're going to get out of 23. Now is out of conflict somewhere in the world, but I don't think we're going to get out of 2023 without a conflict right here in the U.S. And I'm not sure that it's not going to be these little leftist BLM Antifa motherfuckers. Because if you notice, they pop back up again and stuff, and you know, of course, you got Merrick Garland there at the DOJ, who will prosecute and put a father who defended his son, his minor son, from one of these fucking banshees at an abortion center there while they were doing a quiet civil protest. But they go around and they attack these crisis centers, pro-life crisis centers, attack them, burn them, destroy them, vandalize them, and nobody's ever been arrested for that, you know. BLM burns Loot City. None of it. Well, they got arrested and they let them right back out of jail because the Democrat Congress was taking up collections to help with their bail money. Of course, now they've got the cash bail system and, you know, oh, well, you killed three people. Well, you know, here's an ankle monitor and you be in court on such and such, you know. They walk out of that courtroom, cut that fucking ankle bracelet off, and they gone thugging again. You know, it's getting ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And they just wrote a big story in Houston that the mayor and the local police chief are so very concerned because citizens are starting to shoot back. Okay? They're starting to defend themselves. You're going to try to rob me? No, you're going to the morgue. And it's been happening more and more here in Houston. The fucking law-abiding people have had a fucking enough of this bullshit, and I don't see it doing anything but escalating from there. And I don't know this to be a fact, but I'm willing to bet that's happening all over the country. And of course, the media is not going to cover anything like that, are they? Have you seen anything like that?
The media is not covering anything. The media's not covering anything, Russell. You're absolutely right. And the conflict will be, trust me, what's going to happen, okay, you're going to have another huge conflict, but it is going to be BLM, which has proven to be a bunch of bullshit, okay? They're a bunch of fucking thugs. That's it, nothing more, nothing less. And Antifa, you know, they train them as you're, you know, just like the, you know, who the hell are they? The Black Panthers or whatever, them fucking clowns. You know, it's going to be that. And the thing is, I think they have, I know a lot of people are like, you know, we're fucked. I'm sorry, but I don't see that. I'm being given. I just don't see it. I do not see us losing. Is there going to be bloodshed? Nope. Is there going to be fathom suffering? Yep. But will we lose our country? Nope.
No, and
we've been to this road before. We really have.
I was kind of down. I was down a little bit there for a while, feeling like it was all fucking lost and stuff. But I tell you what, I'm going to be honest. I'm not a big people person. I'm kind of a recluse. If you're not of my small circle or tribe, as you want to call it, I don't associate with a lot of outside people. Well, lately I've had to, and I've noticed that there are some young people out there. Most of them are, I say young, most of these that I've talked to are between 25 and 30, and they're not so much, I would say, patriotic as they are, wait a fucking minute, man, no, y'all ain't pulling this shit on us kind of attitude. And I do believe they're going to fight, and I do believe it's going to be bloodshed. I think they've highly underestimated how involved this veterans will be. Being force reconnaissance and the additional training and stuff that I had and stuff like that, we were given standing secondary orders. I mean, it didn't matter whether you were active duty, if you hit your EAS, ended your active service, those orders stood. And those orders were, in a time of emergency or conflict, we were to fall back and train the American citizenry to resist. And I've lived up to that as best as I can with several groups that I've worked with and trained and that kind of stuff. And I'm getting the feel we're going to be victorious, but it's going to be very fucking ugly. And there's going to be a lot of people die. I think more of them will actually die from starvation than they will from violence. We're literally going to have to burn. The swamp. We're going to have to pour a little diesel oil in the swamp and set it on fire and burn all the trash off the top of it and just kind of rebuild. Turns it into a good eco environment.
Oh no, Russell. Oh no. When you set the swamp on fire, or you set the flutons on fire, or you set the woods or the thickets on fire, you set them on fire on one end, and you get at the other end, and you shoot whatever fucking runs out of that son of a bitch. Take it from a coon ass, brother. I know how to smoke them out.
So my thing I live by a lot of farmland. I really do. I'm not far from a friend here, so he has 380 acres, and I got up. If I go up my road, I got the dairy farm. I got cattle. There's hog farms. And like I tell folks, I mean, I know how to live off the grid. I'm not the kind of chick that isn't afraid to get dirty. I'll get dirty. I don't give a shit. I will get down and dirty and do what I have to do to provide. You know, I am, it's kind of crazy because in the family, between my husband and I, I'm the hunter. I'm the one who loves killing everything. That's awful to say, but I do.
Well, Carmelita, I heard a comedian, I watched a comedian on a video, and what he said in his routine is very true. You know, America is a great country, but we're not a great country because we look good or we have the most money or, you know, anything like that. We have one thing in this country that they don't have in other countries.
Rednecks. Yeah, I saw that. That's funny shit.
And that's true.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, that is absolutely true. And if it gets to the point where that fucking redneck has to set his beard down and get off the porch, things are going to get ugly quickly.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Also, here's what, here's what these gun grabbers here's what these gun grabbers don't fucking comprehend or understand. Okay, rednecks, coon asses, hillbillies, whatever. Okay? Sure, they don't go out and hunt with an AR-15. They hunt with 270s, 30-30s, 30-06, 300 Ultramags, 300 Weatherbys, bolt-action rifles. You've seen these guys. That'll blow a hole through somebody big enough to a house cat through. But you've seen these guys in Louisiana, Russell. You're my next-door neighbor. You've seen these guys hunt these pipelines and these power line right-of-ways on these deer stands. And these things here are 300 and 400 yards apart on there, and these guys are sitting there drunker than shit off a goddamn muscadine wine in a deer stand with a high-powered rifle, and they're knocking 8 points and does down at 300 and 400 yards with these rifles.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. You know, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing here in Texas. And, these hunters, Virgil was saying, all these hunters and stuff like that, man, I tell you what, you will have more fucking Overwatch than you're going to know what to do.
Let me tell y'all something.
Let me finish, Virgil, please.
Okay,
leave the running and shooting to those of us who've been trained to do it, okay? Y'all just sit up there and get your nice fight, man, and you see anything moving toward us, just fucking drop it.
You see, not to brag or anything like that, but I'm telling you God's honest truth. I swear on my dead daddy's grave that I'm telling you the truth. My wife hunts with a 1958 Stevens. Stevens was the name of it before Savage bought them out. Stevens bolt-action 30-30 rifle with a scope. Let me tell you something about that little 30-30 carbine that my daddy bought off of somebody when he had the Western Auto in Maringouin. He bought it for $20. That little carbine there has put more meat in the freezer than any other rifle in Iberville Parish, okay? I can honestly say that. And if anybody comes within 200 yards of Susan and she's got that rifle in her hand, oh, buddy, they're a dead duck fucked in the back of the truck. I've got the deer horns on my wall to prove it.
Hey guys, I'm gonna sign off of here because I'm trying to buy 5 acres of land, so I'm gonna get up off of here so I can keep looking.
Matt done walked in with his Speedo and a Fizzle Patron.
My husband walked in. If he walked in here in a Speedo, I'd have divorce papers ready tomorrow.
Oh, bullshit.
That ain't happening.
Hey,
no, trust and believe me. It ain't happening. Nah. I am actually looking for land, and it seems like they have a lot of land up here in the Inglis area, so I really want to try to find 5 acres. That's all I want is just 5 acres of land.
Hey, Carmelita,
What's that?
I didn't hear you. What's it?
I said, shoot that when you get a chance.
I'm gonna send you that paperwork. You're going in and out on me, but I'll send you it tomorrow because I want you to read up on it. I just found 4.13 acre lot. I found a lot, and that's 4.13. I might be able to work with that. It's 32 grand. I could probably talk them down, but I really want 5 acres. I got to get 5 acres, maybe.
Sister, till Matt, y'all said hello, man. Keep your powder dry. I'm going to buzz out of here, too, man. I can work in
the morning. Yeah, that's fine. We kind of went over a little bit, but
good night,
we'll be back here tomorrow night. Good night.
And,
good night. Be careful.
This is our
everybody
country.
Be safe, okay? Just be safe,
okay.
And I'll get that picture out to you guys, okay?
All right. Yeah, we'll come back on tomorrow, and we'll continue. And I tell you what, it's here, guys. It's here. So
I know. I can tell. I kind of got a little chubby. Y'all want to feel it?
Right. Great. Roger, you be careful out there on the road.
Good night, America. This is our fucking country.
All right. Amen, brother.
All right, everybody. We'll go ahead and close the show. We'll be back here tomorrow night.
I might not be able to make it tomorrow night. I might, you know, it's gonna be a long day tomorrow.
All right, just might be me, Russell, and Carmelita. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow night.
For right, Daniel, I'm gonna send this into a PDF file and try to get it over to you by cell phone. Got it?
Okay.
Oh shit, I got
it. Send it to me.
Shit.
I want to see it.
All right, I'm sending this
all
right,
darling.
To you.
All right, guys,
y'all.
We'll see you tomorrow night. You guys, take
good
care.
Night, America. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
Good night.